Hello?
Hello there, it's
Hello?
Angela.
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Angela. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. We've received an inquiry for you in regards to the asylum care in Scotland. I believe you inquired through Google.
Can't remember.
Yesterday it was this morning, sorry, I believe you inquired around 1 a.m. Would have been a Google lead. It would have said basically, have you been in care before 2004 in Scotland?
Oh yeah, that was right. Sorry, yes. Yes.
Yeah, no worries. So just giving you a call really, Angela, to get our set up for you and get the ball rolling and just let you know what you may be entitled to and what we can do
Okay.
for you. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So Angela, with these claims at the moment, we are doing very well. The average is around £45,000 that we do get back. So that's the average for each
Okay.
case. Sometimes you get more, like I say, sometimes you get less. Okay. All I need to do, like I say, is just take a few details from you, and then I'll explain the next few steps, Angela. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So just to confirm there, Angela, I've got your name on the system as Angela Bunt. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic, Angela. I've got an email for you as well, Angela. I've got an email of, let me just have a look for you. A second. So I've got an email of angelabunt126@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Fantastic. And of course, Angela, the mobile number we're calling on today, this is always the best number for you.
Yeah.
Yep, fantastic. Angela, could you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, my love?
4772.
Just make sure that's the one we've got for you and have a look. We've got the 12th of July, 72. Is it the 4th, did you say?
The fourth, yeah.
The 4th, let's change that then. So it's the 4th of July, 1972, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Angela. And can you just confirm your door number and postcode where you're living at the moment, please?
It's 1/1126, and it's H42BG.
EH42GB, did you say?
Yeah, 2 Bravo Golf.
Yeah, perfect. So that's going up on our system as Orchard Bray Avenue. Now, you said it was number 126. What was the first number that you said? You said 1-something?
1/1.
1-1. Okay. Load that up. Spare me a second while that loads. So 1/1126 Queens Ferry Road. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, perfect. No problem there. So I've just gone to the system for you. Okay, that's fine. Now, in regards to yourself as well, there, what I need to ask, Angela, this is going to go now to like family and such. The reason we ask these questions basically is when we do a search for your records, it's a lot easier to find if we've got your siblings and your parents on the file, just so we can obviously put you down as the right person. So, Angela, do you remember your parents' names, or do you know your parents' names at all?
Carling and Milton.
Carmine and Milton, did you say?
No, Carling and Bunt. Bunt.
Oh, Caroline and Bunch, yeah?
No, of
Caroline.
course. I don't know if she was married. Wait a minute till I think. Was she married when I went into the home? Okay, so just put down Carling and Charles. God.
Yep, and Charles, okay. And what about your father?
His name is Alan Charles.
Alan
It's a bit
Charles. Is
different.
it
See, my
EH?
maiden name and
No, fine, that's fine.
CHARLES.
And did your name used to be Charles as well there, Angela?
Yes.
Yeah, let's add that down for you then as well. Okay, not a problem.
My
Now,
name
Angela,
is
how old are you at the
Angela
moment?
Helen Pinkerton Charles.
Okay, so Ellen, did you say? ELLEN?
Pinkerton Charles.
Tinkerton Charles.
Yeah.
Okay,
Angela
fantastic. I've
Helen
got that down,
Pinkerton
fine.
Charles. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And Angela, do you know where you lived before you went into care?
Did I say maybe Calder's? Calder Gardens or somewhere.
Gardens?
Yeah, I think it's Calder Gardens. It's high-rise flats of Stephen.
Calder
Think.
Gardens, that's down. Calder, I think I've heard of that one, to be fair. Calder Gardens. Hold that
Yeah.
down for you. Did you have any brothers or sisters? Any siblings at all there, Angela?
Yeah, a twin brother, Richard.
Twin brother
Richard
Richard. Was he in care
John
as well?
Charles.
And was Richard in
Yeah.
care as well?
Yep.
Do you still speak to Richard?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think he would maybe like to make a claim as well? You know, did he experience the same kind of stuff that
Yeah,
you
he
did?
would. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so after the call, like I say, if you want to speak to Richard as well, then we can do a claim for him also. All I need you to do really is just send me his mobile number. I can take it from there, like I say. I can explain the process to him. But all is basically is we're going to send you out in a moment. We're going to take a statement from you, and then we're going to send you out a link for you to sign, and then I'll explain the next step after that. But like I say, these claims are suggesting to take anywhere from 8 to 12 months. Sometimes they take more, sometimes they take less. All really depends on the complexity of the claim.
Yeah, I got told it could be a bit Christmas, you're not well.
That's correct. If you're terminally ill, normally.
Terminally ill.
Yeah. So there are a lot of
people. I have
got cancer, though. Are you okay with it now? Are you all clear?
Sort of. I get checked out every 3 months. I've had it 3 times in 4 years.
Oh, that's not good. I'll add a note of that. That might be fair for you.
Yeah. 3 times in 4 years in big major operations and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been alright for 6 months.
But... Yeah, at least you sound like a little survivor, to be fair. I mean, you've been through care and now you've fought cancer as well. You can't really complain with that. What age was you as well, Angela, when you went into care? How old was you?
I'm not totally sure.
She'd have a rough guess. A rough guess.
Five or under five.
Yeah, and do you know what like children's home you went into?
Yeah, it was the Collington Lord and Lady Provost or something.
Lord and Lady Provost?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Now, Angela, this is a question I didn't really want to ask you, but we do have to ask everyone this question. So, if something was to happen to you in the next year and you're not here to get your money, who would you like your money to go to? Who would you like your beneficiary to be? Someone to take your money in your place if you're not here to do so.
That'd be one of my kids.
Would you like to just name one of them and I'll put them down for you?
Francis.
Is he the oldest?
And his son named Fielding. No, he's the second oldest.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's the third.
The first? No worries, that's fine.
He's the one that looks after me.
Ah, no worries then. So, this is more your statement now. So, when I was placed into... Lord and Lady Province, what was the kind of things that was, you know, would happen to you on a day-to-day basis?
I just didn't like it, and it was scary.
Yep.
And I was,
did they ever, like, really shout? Yeah, would they ever shout at you? Would they ever restrain you or hit you in any way at all?
Yeah, I'd be locked in a dark cupboard and stuff.
Okay.
And my hair would be pulled and spat on and stuff.
No, not good. Writing down what you've said there. Did they ever neglect you from food or anything like that? Did they ever stop you eating food or withhold food from you?
Yeah, I think so. And then plus I never ate a lot because it's horrible. I just remember the food was always cold.
Yeah. Okay, I'll sat down for you
like
well.
It. I get sort of little flashbacks. I don't totally know. My brother knows a lot more. He remembers a lot more than me.
Fine.
Mine, I can hardly remember stuff. Well, I can remember it, but it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
And you just knew they were nasty.
Yeah,
I was split up from my brother as well. I was put in a room by myself.
Yep. Split.
I used to go looking for him in the morning when it was breakfast time.
Okay. So I've added that down for you. Like I say, we'll add all this down for you. So like I asked you for three forms of abuse. So they basically, there's been mental abuse, where obviously they've said mean things to you. Physical abuse, where they've restrained you and such. And also, even worse, you know, locked you in a cupboard and such. That neglect as well.
I used to get thingy for cigarettes as well, on my back. Or on my neck.
Get burnt with cigarettes?
Yep.
They would burn me with cigarettes. I got down on my back and...
I was just a young child as well.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's definitely... Like, see, if you get a job like that, really, it should be because, you know, you want to care for someone and not do these kind of things. I mean, we're hearing some crazy stories, to be fair. Just changing this for you now. Words. Okay, so there was two things we do need from you as well there, Angela, to do a claim for you. The first one would be a driving license, a passport, a bus pass, so a form of ID. Do you have a driving license, a bus pass? Yeah.
I've got a passport.
Are you all right? Yeah, no, that's perfect. And are you okay with sending emails and such?
Yeah.
Yeah, because what we'd need from you is the email obviously to be sent to us with the document. Now, what we would need is just an ID. So any passport or driving license or bus pass you've got. Like I say, one of the three is perfect. And then the second thing, would be a letter. So any letter you've got, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months, that's to prove your address. So
yeah, that's
document. Now, you don't use WhatsApp on your mobile.
Pardon?
You don't have WhatsApp on your mobile at the moment, do you?
Yeah, I've got WhatsApp.
You do? What number is that on, Angela? Because I've just tried sending you a message. You see, it's not letting me.
Oh, it would have been on my old number. I can give you that, because I never changed the number yet. It's 07-368-495-434.
I do exactly the same thing, Angela. Everyone always shouts at me because my WhatsApp number is my old one. It's just that I've got all my contacts on there. It's so easier. But yeah, everyone always shouts me for it. Try ringing me on WhatsApp and it's giving it somebody else. Because if you just send it via WhatsApp, that's easier for you. So, it's
okay.
Second. There you go.
That's 07-368-495-434.
Yeah, I think I've got you there. Have you got a picture with another lady? Is that yourself?
Yeah, be my friend Janet.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. So I think I've got the right person there. So I've just sent you a quick message there to, on your WhatsApp. So if you could just get for me whichever form of ID you use in the council tax letter. So all I need to do is take a picture of both, but include all four corners. If there is anything on the letter you don't want us to see, say you need to pay some money to them or bank details, cover it up. We don't need to see that. We just need to see your name and the address and the date. That's all we need to see. With your ID, of course, you need to see the full ID. But if you could take a picture of that while I'm loading this form, that'll be great. I'm just filling out your beneficiary now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you a link to sign as well. So let me just get sorted for you. So it's Francis Fielding is the beneficiary. Snap it on there. Okay. Northern Lady Province. Do you know the Lord and Lady Province as well, Angela? Were you in there from 5 till 16?
I wasn't in that for that long. My gran and granddad came and took me out.
Oh, okay. So ninth. How long would you say, roughly?
I think it was a couple of years, or maybe even just a year, but, I remember it.
No, that's fine. I'll have that down for it. Just to put down how long you were there for.
For years and years, I was suppressed. I was quiet at school.
Yep.
I hardly spoke. I didn't have friends. I didn't have any confidence.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. What you've been through, of course. Bounce happening, isn't it? Takes away a bit of you, doesn't it, these children? So I know a lot of people said the same thing, really. Like, it's a part of the life you want to erase, kind of. You shouldn't really have to think like that. You know, if you have your life, you should be able to remember all of it. But, like I say, they just said this, I don't want to think about it. Once you do a claim with us, like I say, that's all out the way for them anyway. So you don't have to worry about it again.
So, I did have a thing in my head, but it won't disappear. It was like, I kept thinking, have I ever been on the television? Have I been famous? I keep getting that in my head and wonder why, because I remember when I was a kid, I was told to dress up and either get pictures or a video taken. That's all I remember, and I don't actually want to know any more than that.
Yeah, you don't know what it was for.
You know what I mean?
No, that's understandable. Yeah. Because, like I say, with these claims anyway, anything we can help, obviously, we'll do. Like anything, for example, if in a week's time you've got more information or you need, you know, something changes or you remember something that you forgot, all you need to do is just give us a quick message and we'll be able to add it onto your file anyway. Now, that letter you sent over is great. It's dated, it's got your name on it, so that's great, Angela. All we need now is just a photo of either a driving license, passport or bus pass, whichever you've got.
I have got
Where's my bag gone? 2 seconds. No problem, take time. No
problem at all. Is that
already
the
bus
pass, that one?
That's fine, Angela. Now, let's have a look. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Now, Angela, I've just sent the link on WhatsApp for you, what you need to sign. So all you need to do is if you click that link, Scroll right down to the bottom, you'll see a box that says sign here, and above it, just a little blue button that says execute all documents. Now, with this, what it is, Angela, basically, is you can apply three ways to proceed with a Scotland, redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself or to a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct a company like ourselves under a private agreement. Now, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under the private agreement. Now, what that is basically, Angela, we are one of the cheapest in the UK for this at the moment. The case will be done on a no-win, no-fee agreement, so if you are unsuccessful, absolutely no charge whatsoever. Only on a successful claim, now, Angela, is just 16%, okay? Now, including VAT, of course, Angela, it's 20%. VAT
16%, that's quite high.
No, I mean, for these claims, it's quite low, to be fair, Angela. We've got companies charging 40%. Oh. With ourselves, of course, we still get 80% back, yeah. Like I say, the long claims, so they take around a year. We've got to put the resources in for the time being. Fight your case for you, of course. But like I say, the average aim to get you back is around £45,000. So quite a lot of money is going to come to you. Like I say, people do get a lot more than that back, Angela.
Yeah. Okay.
No problem. So like I say, once you're ready, Angela, just open the link for me, which I've sent via WhatsApp for yourself. And then all you need to do, my love, is if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the box that just says sign here. Yep.
And what do I press? The blue executive document?
That's it. Once you've signed it, just click execute all documents. That's the one.
Oh, I see.
Perfect. That's came back to us now, Angela, so that's great. So, Angela, you will get a call within the next 7 days as well from an 0161 number. It'll be from 0161-563-0816. So if you do get a call off an 0161 number, answer it for us, because that'll be Michael. He's your caseworker, and he'll just be calling just to confirm the last few details. It's basically when redress accept the case. So once he gives you a call, if he does give you a call, you know your case has been accepted, and we are going to proceed with a claim compensation for you, okay?
Okay. Perfect. And do you want my brother's phone number?
Yes, you can. Well, you might as well there, Angela. I would like you to speak to him first, though, before I call him, if that's okay.
Right, I'll speak to him first.
Yeah.
I'll wait
and
till
then,
the...
Yeah. Because I don't want to
and
bring you off.
And he's not good
obviously.
With... See how I've just sent photographs and stuff?
Yeah.
He's not good with that because he's locked himself away.
No, no, that's understandable, Angela.
The house is like a hermit and he's got bad vision.
Do you see your brother a lot?
No, not really, because he's abusive, so... No.
Ah, I understand. Mm-hmm. What would be probably best if physically, obviously, get you both on a call at the same time? And if that's not a case, then maybe we won't go to that, but... You know, if we was to set a case up for him, would you be able to do the picture part of it, do you believe?
Yeah, I would have to go to his and do all that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're okay with that, Angela, that'd probably be best. Like I said, just so we can get it sorted for him. Like I said, we're okay speaking to you to set up a claim if he's not, you know, the best at, you know, doing phone calls and such. We can speak to you about it. We just need you to obviously get the information from him. And then we just send
the
document.
Yeah.
That's it. And you can just take the photograph. You can even speak on his behalf. We just obviously would need his details and such and then speak to him as well from just a brief moment to confirm he's okay for you to speak on his behalf. Now, Angela, what I'll do is I'll leave it with you. Once you've spoke to him and you've got, you know, a bit of a plan of action, if you can just send me a message and let me know, give me his phone number, and I'll give you a call on whichever day is best for yourself and him, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Oh, perfect. Not a problem, Angela. Well, good luck with the claim, like I say, Angela. We will be in touch anyway in the next week. But if you do need us, just send us a quick message via WhatsApp or give us a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a lovely day. Thanks for your time, Angela.
You too. Bye.